You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is brought to you by Riverbend Community Health and Choices NH Addiction Recovery Services. Riverbend wants you to know the treatment works in this segment of the program, presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now on the program, he is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He is Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Steve. Appreciate you joining us for the show. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about Christmas decor, where Steve seems to me to be kind of a modern-day Clark Griswold type. I don't know. We'll get into that here in just a little bit, where I think illumination may be his game. But we'll talk about that in just a little bit. The snow has fallen. I absolutely love it. It makes it feel like Christmas. We're excited to go up to Santa's Village this weekend. We're going to do show up there, and that's going to come your way on Monday, including a conversation with the one and only Santa Claus, one of the most famous people in the world who continually is able to make time for us on a year-in, year-out basis. We really appreciate that. So we're going to be at Santa's Village for Monday's show. It was part of Monday's show. So we're all amped up for Christmas and the holiday season. How about you?
Oh, totally. And Santa, I know him.
You know him. Yep. Well, it comes in handy because for my kids, because my kids know that, in fact, I do know him, and he knows them, because they go to Santa's Village each year and talk with him, and they see the type of, you know, personal interaction that the big guy and I have. So I don't use it throughout the year, but it's a good time to, you know, perhaps hint that Liam, my oldest son, is, I don't know if I should do this, but I am. Liam, my oldest son, is he's on the nice list until like 2022. He's grandfathered in due to good behavior, and he can only lose perhaps, you know, being on the good list in 2022 at this point. He's good for the next 2-3 years. Brennan, yeah, he's got a little work. He's got to make sure that he gets on that nice list. And if there is time when his behavior is perhaps dipping a little bit, you can push across that he may not be on the nice list at this point in time.
Well, you got to be on nice list. I mean, that's the only list, right?
Santa actually has said a number of times that basically everybody's on the nice list. So I don't know how I feel about that, but I think that's fine. I guess everybody should be on the nice list, but yeah, it takes a lot apparently to get on the naughty list. And I'm sure, Steve, that you are always on the nice list.
Nobody's perfect. Guess what? I am having fun doing my little bell ringing and all my other Christmas decorations. Like you said, I am a little bit of Clark Griswold. I get out there and, you know, drum roll and turn the lights on, and I love it. I really watch that movie too. It's a blast.
Last night, the kids reenacted the when they turned on the Christmas tree, they reenacted the Concord Christmas tree lighting. And for those who listened to the show yesterday, I talked about this with the mayor, where the Christmas tree lighting did not go off quite as planned, where it took like, you know, 5 or 6 seconds, or actually probably a little bit more than that, for the tree to light after they did the drum roll and the countdown and all that, and the tree didn't light. And then when it did light, only 2/3 of it lit. So the kids reenacted that to a T, where they counted it down, and then Liam's like, okay, wait another 10 seconds, and then he lit the bottom, and he's like, wait, Bren, and then Bren lit the top after that. It was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, so Christmas is so much fun. Like, it's one of those times of year where you can just very easily get in a good mood, and, you know, look to individuals for, you know, joy and happiness. You know, as we've talked about a lot, you know, the holiday season, you know, doesn't always bring, you know, about the best memories at times. You know, there certainly, as you get older, you start to think about, you know, the individuals that are not celebrating with you, and Christmas is past and such, which can have bittersweet memories. But, you know, for the most part, the holiday season brings about, you know, a tremendous amount of joy, happiness, and hope.
Well, you're totally right there. And, you know, my kids are a little bit older, So, I mean, we're doing it a little bit differently. This is going to be our third year. And what we do is we do a family vacation away, usually to an island. You know, we went to Turks and Caicos last year. We went to Cancun the year, Playa del Carmen. And now we've got a new one. And they don't know because we unveil it at Christmas. That's their Christmas present. So they're all biting at the bit, trying to figure out where they're going. And they're getting excited. And they're going to be able to bring their significant others. And so we're in countdown mode in the Labby family. Everyone's pretty pumped.
I love that, you know, because your children get older and perhaps you don't spend as much time together, having everybody together for a week is the best gift for probably everybody all around, where they're getting an awesome trip. They do have to hang out with their parents, but they're getting an awesome trip. And, you know, for the parents, it's, you know, time to get to see their kids again, because that's, you know, as I was talking about before, it's, as holidays change, you know, may not be individuals that have left this earth that you have lost, but for a lot of parents who get older, empty nesters, it's like, oh, let me, you know, they look around and go in the basement and see the, I'm going to make everybody sad here, but that's kind of what I do. You go around, you see see the little Christmas gift, the little Christmas ornaments that your kids put on the tree when they were younger. You see the Christmas gifts from the past. You get all sad. The kids aren't around anymore. They got old so quick. I hear all the time from, you know, dads about with older kids about, you know, just cherishing the times when your kids are younger because it goes so fast. And, you know, I will say that is true. Liam, my oldest, is 9. And he's halfway out of the house at this point in time, hopefully. So that's exciting. But still, when he gets to that 18, I'm gonna be like, no, you don't need to leave yet. but it's gone so fast, and it really does. Life moves so quick, and so it's really important to, you know, not just just celebrate with joy, but kind of sit back and cherish these moments.
Yeah, Chris, I don't know if I could share this with you, because this is, like, against the whole Steve Labby, what everyone thinks about me. Should I do this?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, listen, there's nothing I miss about being an empty... I'm an empty nester. I love it. It is absolutely magical. I mean, I put stuff in a spot, it's there when I get back. We used to mix stuff. I'm like, kids, that's what it is, kids. What did you do with my this or my that? And it was always something. It was dishes in the sink. It was craziness. I loved it. Don't get me wrong. But guess what, dude? I graduated. I freaking love this. There's no way. No turning back ever.
Oh, I am so with you. Like every night, I love them, but every night I got to fight over the TV, and like they have their games, and like, oh, just like it's like a war to get the TV for like an hour. It's a war, and then everybody's whining, and it's like, oh, the kids worked hard.
Everybody thinks I'm bad.
Yeah,
no,
like the kid.
Like,
exactly.
He's so selfish. He doesn't even love his kids. No, I love them, but I love them from a distance now.
It's so true. It is so true. That is Steve Labby from Paradigm Plumbing and Air Conditioning joining us here on the New Hampshire Now program. This hour of the show is brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and the segment of the show is presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Let's transition into a little bit of plumbing. And what's the what's really catching your eye lately in regards to the industry?
I just think it's funny how I stumble across stuff. Like, you know how I flip houses, right? And I'm doing the landscaping, and the lawn's really high, and I got to get it done before all the snow. This was just a week and a half ago. And I'm riding on my lawnmower and trying to get all the grass cut because it was overgrown and everything. All of a sudden, I'm like looking, and I'm like, "What is that circle of like water in the middle of the yard? Like, I don't get it. Where would that be coming from?" So, long story short, this sewage pump that's backed up in the middle of the lawn, and I'm working on this, three-phase pump, and finding out that there's gray water, and I had to get it pumped down, and all this stuff. And I'm like, "How does this stuff happen?" Like, you run into these things, but I'm having a blast working on the pump, so I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, it's fun stuff, sewage pumps.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that really lights my fire too, Steve.
Merry Christmas.
You filthy animal.
$6,000 well, Christmas present.
Speaking of the Griswolds, like that's one of the main themes from Christmas Vacation is was it Cousin Eddie or
That's right.
So sewage is a big part of Christmas Vacation and also your life as well now as the modern day Clark Griswold. So sewage pumps are interesting in that like no one wants to think about them or talk about them. And there's like we've talked about this before, like they're just things when you go into your house. We take so much for granted, like so much.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
There's things you just go into your house and you expect that certain things are, you know, are going to work. And let's be honest, like our lives are easy. So easy.
Yeah,
like imagine like in the past, like having to go out and hunt for dinner and like growing everything out of the garden and having to do everything yourself and the food going bad, not having refrigeration or electricity. Like I would love to see like just everybody have to go through that for like a month and see how everybody survived. Like, who would adapt to it, who wouldn't adapt to it, how we would go about dealing with it, because I don't think that people could I don't think that people could adapt to the way things were, like even, you know, 150 years ago.
Yeah, no, you're totally true. And I used to go away hunting for a week and it would really center me. I'd come home and I'd do something simple. I'd turn on the faucet and I'm like, this is magical. You know, and you take it for granted because you've got water that's freezing in the woods. You've got, you know, you got to heat it up. You've got to heat up to take a shower. If you can even take like a little, you know, we'd have a gallon jug and we'd warm it up and we'd be right in front of the fire, all naked, all with your soap, ready to go. And you would sprinkle it on your head and let it drip down. And that was your shower. You suds all up. And then that last, like, gallon of, you know, that last little bit out of the gallon would like run down your body and it was like, oh, this is so great, it's heavenly. You know, but that's really fun, you know. And it what happens is it centers you. And then when I would come home without a deer, I would feel very much like a failure, like,
right?
If I did have to bed for my family and really truly get a deer like our forefathers did, or a moose or bear, whatever they were harvesting, I was feeling incomplete. It was a hard feeling.
Well, with the Liam's class to the Pierce Manse, and you know they would. And this was again not that. I mean, it's long ago, but not that long ago in terms of the context of time. And they would, in order to sleep during the winter, they would have a. They would take basically coals from the fire and put them in this metal round container that was on a handle, and they'd place it, you know, under their bed. So I don't know how that would work, but in theory, it wouldn't work well because you'd have one spot where like your butt would be on fire, and then like the rest of you would not probably be feeling much heat, and if you turned away from that, you'd still be cold. So you'd be cold at night. Blankets, sickness, you know, child mortality, like all these things. We take so much for granted, and I think that that's another good theme at Christmas is to take a step back and look at, just be grateful for the way things work. Because I feel a lot of our problems in our society come for us being ungrateful and not thinking and being thankful for what is taking place. And instead, looking for the optimal, and you know, our lives are pretty good at this point.
Yeah, no, appreciation is a big thing. And another thing too that I recognized in the last month is taking a step away from whatever it is that's kind of bugging you. You know, like at the time, we all get kind of flustered, kind of like, "Why is this happening to me?" or "Why is this broken?" And this pump was a great thing, you know, because I didn't really understand how it worked. It was on a rail system. I hadn't worked on a rail system before. And, you know, there was a lot to it. But what I did was I said, you know what, I need to take a break out of this. I did a good job. I figured out that I do have a forced main pump problem, okay? I didn't understand the wiring, so I needed help. And sometimes you have to step away from something, still feel accomplished that you got to, like, step three. on this problem. And then know that 4, 5, and 6 will come, and then you can do them with other people, and it's all part of the process. And this timeout thing, I've been exploring in my mind, and it's been really, really beneficial for my psyche and feeling accomplished and taking a little nugget away from it. Now, the goal isn't completed. In fact, right now, I still don't have working sewage at my house, and it's been 6 days, but I had to wait for the pump to come in. It just came in last night. So this has been a really good lesson for me to learn, is to take your time, step back from the problem, do a little bit, feel accomplished, then wait a while, and then go back at it. And there's something really magical about pausing and relishing what you've done, but knowing that the goal, it will happen. It's just going to happen when it happens, you know?
That's such a good point and a good lesson where... if there's a problem, we feel like we have to go all in and solve the problem. And if we are not solving the problem, we're failing. Instead of taking a step back, giving it some time, and then going back to the problem again. Now, obviously, if there's water, you know, splurging all over the place, you probably want to keep working at the problem. Don't say like, oh, let me give this 10 minutes and then I'll come back here and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, just if you're like doing a project around the house, you're you know, putting up doors or whatever, and you're getting frustrated, take a step back and then come back to the problem. It'll still be there and address it then.
Yeah, it's really neat that I've been figuring this out, because it has been kind of fun, because I don't feel the pressure of having to complete mm-hmm. everything all at once. And you can't, you know what they say, can't put a square peg in a round hole. Type thing. You're doing that with this task, and you're trying your hardest. You might not have the electrical skill, or you might not have the plumbing skill, or the psychological skill to deal with maybe the kids, or whatever it is, right? But if you take a little bit of a time out and you go back at it, it's interesting on how it just becomes easier. You look at it differently. You have an open mind. You've had a little bit of time to get unflustered, and then you go at it. It's been really good.
Steve, as always, appreciate you joining us for the program.
Thank you so much. Take care, Chris.
All right, that is Steve Labbe joining us here on Hampshire Now. 159-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health. That segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.